This is News Talk.
Ireland is in its second week as an orange region on the EU's traffic light travel system. Research conducted for Tourism Ireland shows there are reasons to be hopeful about the future of tourism due to Joe Biden's Irish links and Ireland's reputation as a green, safe travel destination. But the sector isn't without its challenges. Later today, Tourism Ireland and Fáilte Ireland will appear before the Oireachtas Tourism Committee to outline the impact restrictions are having on the industry. Chair of the committee, TD Niamh Smith, joins me now to preview their appearance. Good morning to you, Niamh. The front of the Irish Times this morning, tourism sector warns of rapid pace of insolvencies. You're going to be told pretty grim facts today that they're very worried in the new year an awful lot of tourism businesses will close.
Yeah, good morning to you, Shane. It is, I suppose, a very stark reality following on from the pandemic. And as we know, there's over 250,000 people employed in the sector, and it's huge in terms of its revenue value to the country. It's worth something like 9 billion tourism in Ireland. And as you know, the government were very quick about setting about the Tourism Recovery Task Force, which was established last May, to, I suppose, look at what the government can do in terms of investing, supporting, and I suppose early intervention is always key to these things. And we know from research and past experience, unfortunately, that type of investment can, we need that done to, I suppose, kickstart the tourism sector again following on from the pandemic. And you talked there about the European traffic light system. Well, I mean, that is, I suppose, one measure that's going to help hopefully reignite our tourism sector here in this country.
And what are you looking to hear from Tourism Ireland and Fáilte Ireland?
Well, I expect that both Fáilte Ireland and Tourism Ireland, having sat on that Tourism Recovery Task Force and the committee itself, being very much aware of the type of supports that were implemented or called for at that time. As you know, the government did respond to that, Minister Martin and Minister Chambers, in the suite of announcements that were made and measures that were made in Budget 2021. And, you know, ultimately, $55 million support fund for strategic tourism businesses is one of the measures that have been implemented, and a record level of funding of tourism of $59 million overall. I would hope would be one of the things that we will get an opportunity to look at, drill down into the detail as to how that will reignite the tourism sector. It's going to be very grim reading, as you've alluded to there this morning in the Irish Times. We saw, I suppose, the staycation campaign and how that did work during the summer months for the tourism sector, the domestic tourism sector here in Ireland. And obviously there's going to be an emphasis on that again for the next summer. Unfortunately, I suppose people will be anxious to get a bit of sunshine when the pandemic lifts and there's a vaccine in place. But I suppose as a government, we have a huge responsibility to see how we can ensure that the domestic economy in relation to tourism is supported and that there is one in the new year.
Now, I know Paul Kelly, because we've seen some of what he's going to tell you, he'll say that while tourism will recover, the speed at which it does so will be primarily determined by how many tourism businesses have received the support they require to stay solvent. And what he's saying is that, you know, the supports have been great so far, but we actually need more. Is there anything your committee can do in terms of getting more supports, making recommendations to government? Because some people would feel this committee will just be a talking shop.
Well, I mean, it is our job to listen to what witnesses have to say, to take on board the suggestions that they have. And we have an overall, I suppose, picture to reflect to the minister and to the department. And I think, you know, the evidence is there from the Tourism Recovery Task Force, the recommendations that were made in that, and how the government has responded to that and the committee's input into that. When you see the VAT reduction of 9% to make this country more competitive and viable for businesses here. But, I mean, obviously you can always do more. So as chair and as a committee, we'll be really looking forward to hearing what Tourism Ireland and Fáilte Ireland have to suggest in terms of real measures, practical steps that the government can do to ensure that there is a business, that the almost 250,000 jobs that are at risk at the moment, that they are sustainable, that we ensure the survival of those businesses, and that ultimately we have a prosperous tourism economy going forward.
Just finally, with your other hat on, with the chair of the Arts Committee too, as part of your remit, is there any reason why theatres shouldn't be opening?
Look, I listened to the minister, as I'm sure you did yesterday, and she talked about the complexity of theatres, and I suppose I can only guess. I don't have the method advice on why it was specific to theatres. You know, there's, I suppose, huge disquiet and disappointment when you see cinemas open and lots of other arts venues open. I suppose the close physical proximity actors will have, crew staff will have. I accept the fact that, you know, they did open for some time, whether it being a short time, that it can be done in a controlled environment. As you know, we had the Arts Council in last week, both the chair and the director, and they did give reassurances to the committee that, you know, theatres can be run in a controlled environment. And I'm absolutely confident, as somebody who worked in the Garage Theatre in Monaghan before I was elected as a Dáil, that can be done.
Okay.
Space is there.
All right.
And I would hope that it will be something the government will review very soon.
Okay, Niamh, thank you very much. We'll look and see what's said about tourism today. Chair of the Oireachtas Tourism Committee, Niamh Smith, TD, thank you very much.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.